You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we've got some exposure sites in regional South Australia. Cause for concern, of course, they are listed as Tier 1 exposure sites. I'm joined by Professor Nicola Spurrier, the Chief Public Health Officer in South Australia. Nicola, thank you for joining us today.
No problems, and good morning.
So, just for a starter, what's happened here? What's the situation?
Yeah, so what the situation is that we've had two truck drivers, and they were in the same truck sharing the cab, and they travelled through South Australia, and they've done two trips. And the first trip was on the 21st and the 22nd, and they came into South Australia through Port Augusta and then Ceduna and then to Nundroo, and they were exchanging a truck, and another driver had come from WA, and they swapped the truck, and then they went back the same way out back to New South Wales. Now, then they had a second trip on the 25th and 26th, and that time they went right through our state, same route through Port Augusta, Ceduna, and then out over to WA. And it was at that point that we had a test back, which had been done on the 25th. Now, what we did was obviously interviewed these gentlemen, and we're working alongside New South Wales and WA with this investigation. And one of the men who was the first of the pair to become infected, he said he had symptoms on the 24th, and so we need to go back 2 days prior to that. And in fact, in South Australia, we tend to go back 3 days because we know that there is a period before somebody gets symptoms that they're actually highly infectious and can pass the disease on. And so that's why we've gone back to that trip on the 21st and the 22nd as well. And that's why there is additional exposure sites. So we are very concerned about this. I did want to say that the gentlemen were following all of the right instructions, and it is we do need to keep freight moving around Australia, but with the situation in New South Wales at the moment, we have additional restrictions in place for freight drivers, and that includes regular testing. And so these gentlemen had been tested on the 21st and then on the 25th, and the test on the 21st was just after midnight into the 21st, and it was negative. So we're very hopeful that they were of low infectiousness on the 21st, but we are not wanting to take any chances here, and that's why we've got those additional exposure sites. So the team have been working very hard over the weekend along with SAPOL, and they've been able to locate approximately 150 people who are either close or casual contacts, and there's just under 100 people that have been asked to quarantine and get tested, and we're collating all of those test results this morning. And to date, we've had no positive test results, so that's really very good news.
That was going to be my next question. What time frame can we expect a positive case to rear its head in South Australia, if there is one?
So if somebody's been exposed, there's a full 14 days from the date of exposure when they may become positive. So it's, we've still got going to have 14 days from the last date of exposure, which was the 26th. And if we have no positives at that point, 14 days from that date, then we can all take a deep sigh of relief. But at the moment, to really protect the community, we need to have anybody that was exposed in quarantine and away from other people. And that's what our problem is at the moment, is we didn't have 100% check-ins on the QR codes, particularly on the runs, and so we're just having to use other mechanisms of trying to identify and locate those additional people.
So obviously South Australia takes on the method of double bagging, as it's colloquially known, with close contacts of people who've been to that exposure site isolating. So is that what we're encouraging for this as well?
Yeah, so we've called this a, it's medium to high risk, and that means that we have people not only quarantining, but they're quarantining with their families as well. And the reason is because if there's been a time delay, then their families may be infected and have infected their families before we've had a chance to get hold of them and get them tested. So that's the reason for doing that. It's because there has been some time that's elapsed. The other thing that we are doing, people are probably aware, is that we do test sewage and wastewater, and so we've asked to have additional testing in the Ceduna and Nundroo and Port Augusta areas, and so I'll be watching those results very closely as well. Obviously, if they stay negative, that's reassuring, but it's not 100%. Obviously, doing wastewater, it's pretty indirect, but it's another thing that we can do to help monitor those communities.
And with COVID-19, I guess at the moment as it is, the Delta strain being very popular in parts of the country, with that in mind, if there are cases popping up in regional South Australia, would that be cause for a lockdown across the state?
I think what South Australians appreciate is that we've got a very centralised state where we've got a large capital city and it's a sort of hub and spoke, and many of us travel through Adelaide and out into the regions. There's a lot of travel in our state, and I think people as far away as Ceduna appreciate that as well. And then of course there's those trucking routes going through. So we have up until now treated our whole state the same, and I suspect that is how we will proceed going forward, and it's because of the way people in our state do move around a lot.
And of course, Port Augusta being a very central location in itself for the regions, is, you know, known as a gateway to the rest of the state.
Absolutely. And in fact, this weekend where we've had the issue, were all of the netball and football finals, and we knew that there were large numbers of people coming in from other communities and also from many of the Aboriginal communities. So we did have to cancel those, unfortunately, because we just felt it was too risky until we had better handle on the situation. But yes, they are major centres, Port Augusta and Ceduna.
And the next couple of weeks will be critical for SA Health and SAPOL getting on top of possible cases of COVID-19 and exposure sites. What's the plan for this week?
Look, I think really if I could give some messages for the community, this is really the time to get yourselves vaccinated. You might have felt that not being in Adelaide, that things were going to continue to be great. But look at what's happening over in Broken Hill, more cases there, Woodna, Dubbo. So those regional areas, the virus doesn't know whether you're living in the country or the city, and we all have to make sure that we protect ourselves and our families. So if you've been sitting on the fence a little bit over the vaccine, please get off the fence, go and get your first dose. It takes a little bit of time for your immunity to build up. So the sooner you get vaccinated, the better.
Would you recommend limiting, I guess, how much you are going out into the community if you are in places like Port Augusta or Ceduna?
I think first up, make sure you do the QR code check-in. The app is much easier to use, so download the app and then you're really good to go. You'll be fine. Get yourself vaccinated and watch out for symptoms. If you have any symptoms at all, you wake up and you think, oh, I've got a bit of a sore throat, but you know, maybe I'm dehydrated. Don't put it down to something like that. Just go and get yourself tested.
No worries. Well, Nicola, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. Bye for now.
That was Chief Public Health Officer Nicola Spurrier on your Classic It's Breakfast.